Happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Allison Keyes. Those drone sightings in the skies are spreading now, with more than 3,000 of them in at least six states. Now the FAA is getting involved. CBS New York reporter Allie Bauman.
No one is sure how the oversized drones, some reported to be the size of cars, got there. At the White House, the National Security Communications Advisor offered this.
Many of the reported sightings are actually manned aircraft that are being operated lawfully.
And a local sheriff seemed to discredit the credibility of a covert operation.
If they didn't put their lights on, no one would be looking.
Now to President-elect Donald Trump's transition as his pick to head Health and Human Services heads to Capitol Hill next week. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is already under fire after his lawyer asked the FDA to revoke approval for the polio vaccine. CBS's Nicole Killian explains.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a polio survivor, sternly warned efforts to undermine public confidence in proven cures are not just uninformed, they're dangerous. Anyone seeking the Senate's consent to serve in the incoming administration would do well to steer clear of such efforts.
In South Korea, Parliament has voted to impeach President Yoon less than 2 weeks after he briefly declared martial law. CBS's Chris Livesay.
This morning, President Yoon is not backing down, vowing, "I will never give up." He's still in office for now, but the country's constitutional court must now deliberate on whether to uphold the impeachment. And if it stands, a new election will follow.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in the hospital after falling in Germany. CBS's Dana Jacobson.
She was there as part of a congressional delegation to mark the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. A person familiar with the incident said she injured her left leg. Pelosi's office said the 84-year-old is receiving excellent treatment. A defense official confirmed to CBS News last night that the U.S. military is providing medevac support to Landstuhl, Germany for Pelosi.
The biggest award in college football is being handed out tonight.
The front runner is two-way star Travis Hunter.
Intercepted! Wow! Travis Hunter!
Colorado's double threat at cornerback and receiver. There's the explosive Boise State running back, Ashton Jeanty.
Jeanty into the clear blue!
And two quarterbacks.
Gabriel rolls, throws.
Dylan Gabriel, who leads number one ranked Oregon.
Ward somehow kept his balance.
And the elusive Miami quarterback Cam Ward. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The ceremony is being held at Lincoln Center. It'll be broadcast live beginning at 8 p.m. This is CBS News.
Steel holiday savings are here. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel holiday gift guide at steelusa.com. That's steelusa.com.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The Wisconsin Innocence Project is ending the year with some key victories, including helping with the release of two men who each spent decades in prison. But their cases illustrate systemic issues. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
David Vince spent 25 years in prison, and Manuel Cucuta spent 27 years in prison. Both were sentenced to life despite glaring holes in their cases. The Wisconsin Innocence Project believed both are innocent. Project co-director Christopher Lau says it speaks to a greater systemic issue that colors most of their cases and reinforces what it was designed to do.
So part of this is just historical. You know, the way our policing and incarceration system evolved was from basically their vestiges of slavery. And, you know, we try to keep down historically underrepresented people.
He says while not everyone may adopt those views, there is a lot of pressure to close cases and keep people incarcerated. The U.S. incarcerates more people for longer than any other developed country in the world. Compared with Wisconsin's total population, Black and Native people are overrepresented in the incarcerated population, with Black people incarcerated at a rate 11 times higher than white people. Lau says in order to even begin to think about reform, the U.S. and the state of Wisconsin need to re-examine priorities and funding, as well as rethink the point of doling out such long sentences when it doesn't keep communities safer.
Good arguments that it makes us less safe, but we still keep doing it because it's, I think, one, easy politically, and it's because it's where we put all of our money.
He says, regardless of guilt or innocence, there are simply too many people who are incarcerated. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of snow and a high near 30. Southeast winds up to 25 miles per hour. Still breezy tonight. Temperatures will be around 32 degrees. Chance of snow and then rain. For Sunday, cloudy 39. Monday, chance of rain and snow 38.
Currently 26 degrees.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Hello and welcome, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR 97.5 FM and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. My name is Seth. Thanks for joining me today, everyone, on this Saturday. It is the 14th day of December as we creep ever closer to Christmas and all those fun holidays, New Year's, Hanukkah, all on the way. And I hope you guys are ready to have some fun with that. We're ready to have some fun here, too. All you need to do is call 424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. If you want to talk about events happening in the area, and we got lots to cover today, so we'll get to that. And anything else you want to talk about, we'll get to that as well. 424-2600. Programming note for today, we had a little technical issue with our one midday magazine that we were supposed to play at 4 o'clock yesterday. The wrong audio played, so we are going to make good on that. It is about the Rudolph Country Christmas, so we wanted to make sure we got that in, and it's going on today, right now, as a matter of fact. It started earlier this morning, the Country Christmas, so we'll get that interview in there, maybe get more people to show up to Rudolph for their fun Country Christmas, and we'll talk about more events going on there as well. So at the end of the program, for the last 25 minutes or so, we will be doing Midday Magazine from yesterday that was supposed to play. We want to make sure we do good on that. We'll also talk about other things coming up. We've got a very busy week on the way as we get ready for Christmas here at WFHR and WIRI, Wisconsin, our sister station over there. So we'll get into that in just a minute. Let's do a little bit of sports, though, as we look forward to our schedule today. We got a couple of games here on WFHR, and we have a River Kings game coming up tonight on WIRI 105.5. So let's get into that. Starting at about 12:30 today, that's the pregame, Wisconsin men's basketball as they host Butler in the Indy Classic. That'll be going on this afternoon. And then later this evening at 5:30, that's the pregame, as Wisconsin men's hockey take on Michigan. A nice shutout last night by the Badgers, and they hope to continue that against Michigan tonight. On our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, tonight at around 7 o'clock, we've got River Kings hockey. hockey. They are hosting Battle Creek Colonels. Domination by the River Kings last night, everyone. I don't know if you caught that game, but whew, it was something else to see. Here's hoping they can keep the momentum rolling tonight. And another big, strong victory against Battle Creek, the Colonels, tonight over at the Southwood County Rec Center. Of course, we do encourage you to go there in person. Nothing like a hockey game in the winter, which is, you know, when you should play it, really. But if you can't make it, tune in to 105.5. Mike Comer will have the call, so tune in for that. We do appreciate all you listeners out there and our sponsors for that as well. Big shout out to them. Without the sponsors, we wouldn't be able to bring you those great River Kings hockey games. Also coming up this week, of course, we have lots of a couple things of special programming that I want to get to. Let's do this first. I hope everyone was enjoying last week, the first week of our Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. We had lots of participation. This is the best one we have done so far. I think this is the third Text to Win Contest we've done this year. And we do encourage you to download the Civic Media app. It's free. And set WFHR as your favorite station. And then there is just a text feature right on there. And when you hear one of the keywords coming up next week, make sure you text in that word during the hour. You only have 1 hour to do it to qualify, and you get entered for a chance to win some great prizes. Each hour gives away either $100 in cash or an overnight getaway at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And then each time you participate, you get an entry to win one of our great grand prizes. We have 8 total winners for that. A variety of objects, including a robot vacuum, humidifier, espresso machine, snowblower, luggage set. Great stuff that we're giving away for that. So you're going to want to enter in next week the times to listen in on both WFHR and WIRI and any Civic Media station. As a matter of fact, this is a statewide contest. Check it out at 7:11 and then 1 and 4 every day. 4 chances every day for you to qualify for one of our great prizes that we're giving away for our grown-up gift list text to win contest. Hope you guys are having fun. I know we are as well. Also coming up this week, we have a fabulous event that we cannot wait to bring you, everyone. We have got the Elf Call Center coming up during Community Stories. We got live broadcasts this week on Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 6. Of course, that's normally the time where we have Community Stories with Melissa Kane. Well, Melissa is going to be hosting live this week with one of Santa's elves going to be with her, taking your kids' phone calls. Get your wish list to Santa. Of course, Santa, busy man this time of year, very busy, so we got we were able to secure an elf to come and get those wish lists from folks out there. So kids and your parents, we want you to write down this number, 715-424-2600. Call in live on the air and give your wish list to one of Santa's elves. And this is not only going to be broadcast here on 97.5 FM WFHR, but it'll be simulcast on WIRI. Yes, Wisc Country 105.5 will also be broadcasting this. The phone number is the same, though. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Make sure you get that number written down and ready. 5 to 6 on Tuesday and Thursday, we got the Elf Call Center heading your way. Get into the holiday spirit. Get your kids to call in. We are waiting for you, everyone. It's going to be lots, tons, so much fun. All right, we're going to do our first break here just a little bit early. When we come back, I'm going to get into some events happening this weekend and coming up over next week as well. We're going to talk more about Rudolph's Country Christmas going on today and a few other fun things. And then a little bit later in the show, we will get to that interview from Midday Magazine about Rudolph Country Christmas. So make sure you stay tuned. Keep listening here to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, proudly brought to you by, let's see, Crockett Septic. Make sure I get that ready.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell
smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Chrissy at Right Way Cleaning are here for you this holiday season. Enjoy your holiday get-together even more this year when you have an experienced team help you clean up. Call 715-213-2851 to book cleaning times that are available for office, personal, and holiday parties while supplies last. Right Way Cleaning is backed with years of experience and a passion to clean the right way.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of snow and a high near 30. Southeast winds up to 25 miles per hour. Still breezy tonight. Temperatures will be around 32 degrees. Chance of snow and then rain. For Sunday, cloudy 39. Monday, chance of rain and snow 38.
Right now, it's 28.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for tuning in today, everyone, as we go through this Saturday morning. Lots of great stuff happening all throughout Central Wisconsin today. And a quick reminder that at the halfway point of the hour, we're going to go to some sports and get some more, couple more messages from our sponsors. And then we're going to head on over to the interview that we missed yesterday that did not broadcast as planned. So we're going to do that today about Rudolph Country Christmas. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit about that in just a couple of minutes here. But I do want to remind everyone to call in while I'm doing this, 424-2600. If you're looking to buy or sell items, of course, maybe there's something you're looking for Christmas, or maybe you have that perfect Christmas gift for someone else. And we did have someone call in this week and give us an item here that they are looking to get rid of, to sell. Best offer. They have a smaller pool table. Now, this is not like a kiddie pool table. It's just a smaller version, more like a teen, you know, adolescent size, that kind of thing. It comes with two queues, and they are asking that you come pick it up, and it is a best offer. Whatever you, they will accept the best offer for that. So call in 715-424-7298. That's 424-7298 if you're interested in that smaller size pool table that they are looking to get rid of. Best offer, and they do ask that you please pick that up if you are interested in that. All right, let's get into some more items that are happening this weekend, some events, some very fun things going on, including right now over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. It's the Winter Market at the Moravian, 310 First Avenue South. Lots of great vendors there today. And in fact, we have a special guest there today. Mr. Santa Claus is there with Mrs. Claus. They're ready for taking some pictures, maybe get a Christmas list or two from the kiddies. It's a fun time. Go and have some fun time, not only with Santa, but check out all the vendors that are there. Do some Christmas shopping, maybe. That's a great way to get your more names ticked off your Christmas list. See the fabulous things they have there. It's supposed to be a full house this week, so make sure you go and check that out. Go until 1 o'clock today. That's the Winter Market at the Moravian, 310 First Avenue South. All right, another item that's going on today, and we'll have an interview with that very shortly. We do have Rudolph's Country Christmas happening, a celebration that started in 2002, but has its beginnings in 1945. Started as a Girl Scout project by Postmaster Lillian Blonian. Blonian, wow, what a great name. I hope I pronounced it correctly. To create a special USPS postal cancellation stamp representing the town synonymous with the famous reindeer. Philatelists. Oh, I said that wrong. It's stamp collectors. And fans enjoy the annual festive community celebration, which includes both outdoor and indoor fun. Of course, one of the great things happening today is the famous stamp. Of course, you can go mail your Christmas cards in Rudolph at the post office today. That's going until about 3:30. So make sure you get down there before 3:30 with the famous Rudolph stamp cancellation. That is such a cool tradition. We love it there. There's also going to be a fabulous meals and food there. We've got brunch with Santa and his elf at St. Philip's. That's going till about 12:30 this afternoon, including cookie plates there by the St. Philip's Youth Group. Also happening today, we've got some raffles, the annual ornament on sale at Dairy State Cheese, the BP station, and Patsy's Bar in Rudolph and First State Bank in Wisconsin Rapids. They've got a soup and pie sale going till 6. They have a horse-drawn wagon ride starting at 2, going till about 5. Santa and reindeer visits from 2 to 5:30. Little Sprouts make and take crafts from 2 to 6. They've got craft and food vendors from 2 to 6. Pop-up music bar, or Christmas bar, excuse me, from 2 to 6. Bob Allen will be playing live down there from 3 to 5:30. And then the parade and fireworks will start at about 6 p.m. That's going on today in Rudolph. Go head on down there right now. Looks like, for now, the weather's holding out. We'll see how well that goes from now on. But head on down there for Country Christmas. And once again, at the bottom half of the hour, we will be listening to that interview and learn more about what's going on there today. More things going on today. Let's go ahead and take a look. Our friends over at the Southwood County Historical Museum are having their 8th annual Christmas tree walk going on again today and tomorrow. Last 2 days for you to do this. It's from 12 to 4 today and tomorrow. 11 rooms of holiday magic. This is free for all ages. A great way to get into the holiday spirit. And it's located at the Southwood County Historical Museum in Rapids, 540 3rd Street South. And if you want more information, go ahead and check out their great website, swch-museum.com. That's going on today and tomorrow, 12 to 4, the 8th annual Christmas tree walk. Go in there and enjoy, have some great Christmas spirit with that. And more Christmas spirit to be had today. And if you haven't had a chance to see it yet, you've got one more chance today. I do know that there are a few tickets left for the show today, but I cannot guarantee anything. I do encourage you to go to wrctheater.org and see what is still available for tickets for Irving Berlin's White Christmas Musical final show tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, at 2 o'clock. I have my tickets, everyone. I'm going to see that show today. I'm very excited to do so. And I've heard so many great things about the show. A lot of people have been saying how it put them in the Christmas spirit. That is so cool. That's what it's all about, everyone. So your final chance today to see Irving Berlin's White Christmas over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, located in, of course, the Centralia Center. Make sure you go over there and check out and see what's going on, and get ready. We also have a few other things coming up here. We have some auditions on Monday and Tuesday, and then next Friday we have a kids' Christmas program. Almost thinking that out. A kids' Christmas program coming up on Friday. So go to wrctheater.org for more information about all of that. All right, let's see. That's basically what's going on today. Once again, want to remind you, at 7 o'clock tonight, Wisconsin Rapids River Kings taking on Battle Creek, and that is going to be playing at about 7 o'clock. So get your tickets. Go ahead and show up in person. Nothing like seeing the River Kings in person, but if you can't make it, please tune in. 105.5 WIRI, Mike Comer on the call, and we will be bringing you all the action tonight at 7 o'clock on our sister station. All right, let's go through a few other things that are coming up this week. Looks like we have a fabulous, a fun and fabulous family event happening over at the McMillan Memorial Library. They have ornament making. Wow. Coming up this Tuesday, December 17th, from 6 to 7 p.m. at the All-Purpose Room, materials will be provided for you to make a couple of ornaments to take home with you. Make and take festive ornaments at the McMillan Memorial Library on December 17th. Once again, from 6 to 7 p.m. And it looks like they also have it available from 1:30 as well. So go to their website. We do encourage you to do that. The McMillan Memorial Library, just type that in. You will find their website. Check out their calendar of things that are going on. And that is happening coming up this week on Tuesday. Make an ornament and bring it home. Very, very cool. We have another Santa and Mrs. Claus sighting coming up here. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be at the Ridges Golf Course on Thursday, December 19th, in the West Wing Banquet Hall from 5 to 7 p.m. Meet two cows, Sassy and Sally, and a pony, Misty, on the backside of the West Wing, along with a fire for s'mores. S'mores. A full bar for adult beverages, hot chocolate, and pizza by the slice will also be available. That's coming up at the Ridges Golf Course, 2311 Griffith Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also take some pictures with Santa as well. That's 5 to 7 on this coming Thursday, the 19th. Go have some fun and meet Santa and Mrs. Claus. Let's talk about this right now. Might as well. We'll talk about the Children's Theater Christmas program coming up Friday, December 20th at 6 p.m. This is the first time they have ever done this, ladies and gentlemen. So come on down and see kids' Christmas pageants. What's better? I mean, seriously. What could be better? It's going to be so awesome. That's going to be happening next Friday, the 20th, at about 6 p.m., 220 3rd Avenue South. That is where WRCT is located in the Centralia Center. Hope you can come on down and see that. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, here, let's see. I'm trying to figure out some other fun events coming up here. Here's one coming up at the Centralia Center. Calling all kids ages 6 to 10 and parents that need a couple of hours for kid-free time. Join us for the first ever Camp Christmas. That's coming up Monday, December 23rd. Of course, by then, kids will be out of school for winter break, so keep that one in mind. It's going from 9 a.m. to noon. Silly Christmas crafts, make and take Christmas gift, build a Pop-Tart house. Wow. Okay, they had me on that one. Watch a Christmas movie. This is of kids 6 to 10, $15 for residents, $20 for non-residents, the Centralia Center. Register at, they do have a place that you need to register, wr.activityreg.com. That's one more time. That's wr.activityreg.com. If you have any questions, call 715-421-8240. That's 421-8240. If you're interested in spending, having your kids spend some quality time with this Christmas while you go out Christmas shopping. I'll just throw that out there, everyone, so you can get that done on Monday, the 23rd. If you have any last-minute shopping, of course you don't, right? You don't have any last-minute shopping. Yeah, I know. You guys are all really good about that. We also want to let everyone know that, let's see here. Oh, is this going on today? I think it is. I want to make sure this is still, if it's still going on, down in Kellner, St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church is holding a cookie walk. That started at 9 this morning, and I'm not sure. Hopefully it's still going on. They're selling cookies and candies by the pound. This is at St. John Lutheran Church, 8020 South Park Road in Kellner. It's the stone church on the corner by the park. Make sure you go and check that out. A couple of notes here before we go to break and then hit our Midday Magazine interview about the Rudolph Christmas. Want to make sure everyone gets more information about that. And it is going all day today, so don't worry. You can still have a chance to head down there and have some fun. I do want to remind everyone about coming up on this December 24th and 25th. Of course, we will have special programming. 30 Hours of Christmas is a tradition that we have here in WFH that has been done for many, many years. We're looking to do a couple of new things with it. It'll still be 30 Hours of Christmas, but we're looking to add some new items here and there, some different music, maybe some new shows. We're going to try to mix it up a little bit with everyone for the 30 Hours of Christmas. So you can just turn it on at 12 o'clock on Christmas Eve and just set it and forget it for the next 30 hours and listen to some great Christmas content right here on WFHR. Make sure you tune in then. So we'll have more information as we get closer. We'll let you know what is going on with that. All right, just about ready to wrap it up, but I do want to remind everyone, please come calling all kids, I should say. We need your phone calls coming up this Thursday and Tuesday and Thursday, excuse me. We have the Elf Call-In Center happening right here on 97.5 FM WFHR or 105.5 FM WIRI. Simulcast, both stations will be broadcasting this. Call in and talk to one of Santa's elves from 5 to 6 p.m. That's this coming Tuesday the 17th, Thursday the 19th. Let Santa know what's on your wish list. We got one of his elves come down because that right jolly old elf is very busy this time of year. In fact, we were able to get some calls in earlier this week, or that a little earlier when Santa wasn't so busy. We had some kids call in, we recorded it, and hopefully you get to hear some of those as well. There's also going to be some Christmas poems, some music maybe. There's going to be all kinds of great stuff happening. So that's coming up this Tuesday and Thursday, the 17th and the 19th, 5 to 6 p.m. The number to call once more, 715-424-2600 to get on the air. We do appreciate everyone who is going to be participating in that. All right, that's going to do it for me, everyone. Short show today. We do want to make sure we get to that interview up and running here about Rudolph Country Christmas. Big thank you to them for coming in and giving us more information about that. But that is going to be how we wrap up the show today on Over the Back Fence. We'll see you next time, everyone, on WFHR.
Packers head to Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another game in prime time for Green Bay. The 9-4 Packers take on the 8-5 Seahawks tomorrow night at Lumen Field. Packers wide receiver Bo Melton spent his rookie season after being drafted by Seattle and says it's definitely a loud, noisy place to play.
It's real loud, Lumen Field. It'd be shaking. It'd be rocking in there for sure. It's just, I'll say it's definitely a loud crowd. They love the Seahawks. Great atmosphere for sure to play in.
Packers defensive back Jair Alexander is out for the game, still dealing with a knee injury. He tried to make a comeback a few weeks ago against the Bears, but had to leave after just a few series. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I just didn't want to have another situation like Chicago, where you're in there for a couple plays and it puts a bind on every other area. Puts you some guys in some tough spots in regards to special teams. And then also you want to get the guys that are going to have to go play. You want to get them the reps. So I think that's an important part of it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses, Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring,
Not even a mouse. No one was moving. No one was there. The septic had backed up. There was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing. No, not at all. To have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying. The kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved. The problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it. The problem was gone. No smell in the house. No leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of snow and a high near 30. Southeast winds up to 25 miles per hour. Still breezy tonight. Temperatures will be around 32 degrees. Chance of snow and then rain. For Sunday, cloudy 39. Monday, chance of rain and snow 38.
Right now, it's 28.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, December 13th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mayloff, here, and we're welcoming our guests for today, some of our favorite people. We have Christy Steinle with us and Rich Larson. Guys, we're talking about Rudolph's Country Christmas coming up tomorrow. We are so excited about this one. Christy, Rich, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
I'm going to have you guys get right up to those mics so we can make sure that everybody hears those wonderful voices of yours and we get all the details of this awesome event. If you can't tell, I'm excited to talk about this. I love Rudolph's Country Christmas. It's one of my favorite events and one of our signature events here in the area. And it has been for a really long time, Rich. Do you guys mind if we start off rewinding a little bit and talking about the history of this event and how long this has been going on?
Oh, Christy's got it back up and running, I don't know, 20 years ago, somewhere around there. But it goes back, way back to Lillian Blunion days when she started with the Girl Scouts. Christy's probably a little more briefed on that than I am.
So Lillian Blunion was a postmaster in Rudolph and started the a special stamp. And then back in 2002, a group of community residents, businesses got together and thought to create this Rudolph Country Christmas. And it just kind of started with a craft vendors and the postal cancellation and has grown ever since.
Christy, as far as getting this back up and going back in 2002, what made you want to get behind that? What made you want to do something like that to the where we are now with it?
Sure. I wasn't on board in 2002.
Okay, sorry.
I was just an attendee and thought it was such a neat event. I came into the picture, maybe 10 years ago.
Okay.
And then COVID happened, and we kind of had to change our focus, and that's how we morphed into the outdoor event.
Back when you did get involved, though, what got you to want to be involved with it?
Oh, I love everything about Rudolph. My parents, my dad obviously is rich here, and they're the most extraordinary individuals, both my mom and dad, volunteer for everything and just have led by example. And so I think there are so many things we can do for the people in our community and for the community, and this is one of them.
I think I mentioned this last year. You asked why she gets involved. She's a lady that has 20 Christmas trees in her house. 20 full decorated lights and everything, Christmas trees. She is Miss Christmas. Yes.
I Christy, I can relate. I had mom and dad very similar that taught me very young about, spending Christmas Day at soup kitchens and things like that. And it really does lead to adults acting that way. It's a nice little note to parents out there that our kids are watching. They often act a lot of how we do. So giving into, being volunteers, getting into the Christmas spirit and stuff, the kids are watching. They grow up to do those kind of things like you and I have and everything. And to your point, Rich, about Christy here, I don't know if I can compete with her, but my mom might get close. My Jewish mother loves Christmas more than anybody I've ever known in my life. She loves this holiday. So it might be a little close race between you guys, but it also speaks to not only why you got involved in this, but hopefully encourages others to get involved with this. We'll have more on that a little bit later. The event itself is going strong and it is happening tomorrow. Let's get right into the event details. Let's start right from the beginning. What kicks the whole event off, you two?
The Run Run Rudolph. It's a 5K run walk. Excellent event sponsored by Think Academy. And registration is still open. You can register the day of, 8:30 in the morning. And the run starts at 10:30. It's just a fabulous run event.
It starts at the school and goes all through the village, mm-hmm. up and down the streets of the village. So.
It's a great path. It's a really nice walk, too. It's a nice run, however you want to take it. You're encouraged to do that. As far as if people do want to still sign up, would you just go right to the start there, right there, signing up there?
Right to Think Academy.
Yeah. Yes. And encourage you to do that, everybody. And it's a good way to stay warm. Like, yes. A great way to stay warm is running. It's like a good way to keep that going. And you really earn all the fun stuff later in the day that is going on with the event. Let's get to that, because after the great run that gets started, that's when things get hopping over there.
Sure. After that, the Assumption High School freshman and junior class are doing the brunch with Santa and his elves at St. Philip's Church. St. Philip's Youth Group will have their cookie plates at that time. That starts at 9:30. And then the outdoor Christmas market really kicks off at 2. We kind of have to let the runners get through town, get things set up. And then the Christmas market has the pop-up bar, the craft vendors, different food trucks.
The cancellation of the letters at the post office,
mm-hmm.
With the Rudolph stamp. You can, there's a little stamp that's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
mm-hmm.
and you can stamp individual envelopes.
Yeah.
That. Yeah, and that goes cool. 8:30 to 3:30 for the cancellation.
That is going all through all the day. Whole day. So keep that in mind, everybody. And a gigantic thank you. We'll mention this again, too, to all those postal workers, all those people working so hard out there to make sure Santa gets those lists so we can take care of the kids in this area. And everything. Appreciate our Postal Service workers out there, not just with this, but so much of the work they do this time of year. And while these events, these are all really cool, these are fun, that the stuff going on in the main street, I hear so many people talking about, especially in recent years. They've really enjoyed some of the new additions and some of the fun things that have kept going over there.
Sure. We have go ahead.
Oh, yeah. One of the things they have is a basket raffle at the Village Hall, and there's two or three ladies, and I'm not going to say their names because I'll forget somebody, but they put together this basket raffle where you can go in and buy tickets and for a chance to win baskets, and they have, do you have a clue how many they have?
I don't know how many they have, but I stopped there this morning, and there are a ton of baskets, and they're beautiful baskets.
Yeah, I had to mention, every year I hear about these baskets and how people, they go all in on these baskets. They are really nice. That's great, and you got to have a raffle. If you're having an event in this area, it has to have a raffle involved, and it really does. So that's great to hear. And always want to send a shout-out to our craft and food vendors out there. Every opportunity they have to make, make it through these winter months and everything. This is a great part of these events. It's certainly a fun time. It's a really cool time. And it's also a chance for us to buy local, support local, and support them.
That's exactly right. We have a American Legion that's very active in Rudolph, and they're doing a,
soup and pie.
Soup and pie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always very good.
So yeah.
Make sure you stop out there for that.
Of course, the popular pop-up Christmas bar is there as well. That is always that's a fun one, too.
Yes, absolutely. The Kiwanis run that, and they do a fabulous job. In the past, they've brought a fire pit, and it's just a really neat, nostalgic.
For those of us, too, that go through Rudolph a lot or spend time in that area, one of the things that I always like about this is how the whole area just in this moment, in this for this event, the whole town just feels like it changes. It feels like a whole different town while also still having all the charm and love of Rudolph. I really enjoy that about this. And Main Street is where that really feels like it happens, you know?
It does, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And tonight, I always say it kicks off tonight because we're down there decorating. Yeah. And that's when so many different volunteers and people stop by and what can we help with, and that is a really neat part about Rudolph and the people.
And as much as we as people from out of town come in to Rudolph and enjoy this and everything, this is such a celebration not just of the season but of Rudolph and of the people of the area, and I think really of rural small Wisconsin towns. It's an opportunity for us to really put a spotlight on this and say, hey, we appreciate this, hey, we enjoy this time, thank you for doing this. And to see the community come together the way they do, it's really cool to see. It just never gets old. Every year it's just amazing.
It is the home of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's true. It's true. I mean,
and we've had years, and I think they're talking tomorrow, some snow, light snow.
Yes.
So that'll be nice. You can walk around. We'll have heaters around the fire department so you can stand and, you know, get warmed up and stuff. But it's just, we've had country Christmases where we've had blizzards.
We've done this in a blizzard, yeah.
In a blizzard. Yeah. I mean, a blizzard, yeah. And then we've done it in 40-degree weather. But tomorrow's just going to be perfect.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Mother Nature's going to play along, it sounds like, tomorrow. Give us a nice backdrop for all of this. Yep. So, again, the horse ride, drawn wagon rides, when will that be going on, guys?
Those start at 2, and they'll go till about 5 p.m. because then we have to get ready for the parade after that.
And that, another one of the events that people really enjoy about this, there seems to be less and less opportunities for this, you know, going, it seems like nowadays, where you don't see these very often. It used to be there all the time, but... we don't get a lot of these anymore. Might be an opportunity for you and the kids to be able to experience this if you haven't gotten to before. I'm saying this not for myself at all. I've always wanted to do this. I've never gotten to. So I would really love to get over there for it. And it's fun for a lot of people, too. And I really do mean that. I don't think we get a lot of those anymore. It's cool to have this.
Mm-hmm. We're having our parade, and we invite people to come out and watch the parade and the fireworks. But check out our new Christmas ornaments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all new Christmas ornaments on Main Street and Highway 34. So
we're definitely going to get to that.
Yeah,
I do want to also mention Santa and his reindeer visits. Those will be happening as well, and it looks like that's going from 2 to 5:30.
2 to 5:30 at the outdoor Christmas market, which is located right on Main Street at the fire department parking lot.
Great opportunity to see Santa, say hi to the reindeer. If you are like me, maybe get some last minute points, good points in. No, I'm kidding. But all you kids out there are already safe. But it is a good chance to see Santa. No, I mentioned the craft and food vendors will be down there from 2 to 6. The pop up Christmas bar will be right there with it from 2 to 6, along with Little Sprouts Make and Take Crafts. That is a fun idea.
It is. I don't know what their craft is this year, but it's Little Sprouts is the daycare in the village of Rudolph, and they show up and do different crafts with the kids.
It's a really fun idea. That's great. Maybe a good Christmas present is made right there, too. You don't know.
You never know.
Live music with the great Bob Allen from 3 to 5:30. Love Bob. Bob's great.
He's got
such a good voice.
Yeah.
And has a lot of fun with these things. If you haven't gotten to see Bob live, maybe you had a chance to see him during Lunch by the River or something this year, this summer or anything. Really a great MC. Does a great job interacting with the audience and everything, as well as being a great performer. So that'll be a good one. And as Rich was telling us, the parade and fireworks are going to wrap all this up at 6. That is such a fun part of this event, Rich.
Oh, yeah. The Bob Braddock does a marvelous job with the fireworks for us. And one thing we want to thank is the fire department for letting us use their area around the fire station, the parking lot, the front entrances to the fire department. So Kurt and John and Polly, we want to thank them for doing that.
Big thank you to them. I really appreciate them. And especially this time of year, any chance we get to shout out our firefighters, all of you around the country, around the state here, we appreciate you so very much. Bob, Rich, you mentioned this before, these ornaments, the Rudolph 2024 ornaments. These are beautiful, you guys. I'm getting Christy brought in a picture of one of them so I could take a look at it. These are really cool.
Christy thought about this and designed it and found a person to draw the picture, and I'll let Christy tell the story of the Christmas ornament.
So this is probably where I'll get emotional, but when you talk about the whole feature of the ornament is the spirit of Rudolph and the great people.
For how many years we've been doing this?
I believe it goes back to 2006 that we have ornaments.
That's how many
for.
Ornaments there are, yeah.
But the spirit of Rudolph and this ornament in particular talks about Irene Smits and Becky Bubaltz, two women that passed away this past year, and just their leadership in the community and their volunteerism and everything that they stood for. And I think that this honors them.
It's a beautiful design, and it's a beautiful thought, and an even more beautiful action to do. We appreciate them, and appreciate that they the legacy that they left, so that we can have these kind of events and have this kind of fun and have these things to look forward to. It's individuals in our communities like that that lead to these situations. So thankful for that, and it's a great design because you came up with a really cool design here. It's very beautiful.
Thank you. Another Spirit of Rudolph moment was Renee Kolick, born and raised in Rudolph, reached out to her and said, can you draw my vision? Because you'd get stick people on an ornament from me. And she did. She did a beautiful job.
Yeah, really did.
It's a drawing of Irene's family Christmas caroling in front of Becky's house.
You got a great shot of Rudolph as well going over the house, which is a nice touch. It's great. Really all ties it together. And I feel like it tells a story, and I love when a picture can do that. Oh, yeah. That's very cool. It's very well done. Nicely done. And, of course, while all this is going on and these events are happening, we are not able to do this without the great volunteers out there and the great community members. So a big shout out and thank you to them. We've kind of touched on some of these names as we've been talking, but we certainly, anybody who may not have been mentioned, we are thinking of you and appreciate you and greatly appreciate our sponsors, our businesses. I mention this to any business out there listening, any marketing person, any marketing 101. You want to do good, you want to make the most bang for your buck, attach yourself to situations and events like this, our nonprofits. Marketing 101. Couldn't do better, and our businesses get that in this area. We've got some familiar names that have sponsored this event that we appreciate very much. Let's go ahead and name off our sponsors here, Rich.
Oh, we got a ton of them.
A lot of them. I tried to save enough time in the show for it.
Patsy's Bar and Bowl. She is also having a chili cook-off at the bowling alley. So if you're a chef, if you think you're a chef, bring your ingredients down. You can show off your wares there. Steinle Storage. That would be Christie's business. They help us a great deal. Of course, Little Sprouts. Econ Electric is a big sponsor for us. And, of course, Bob Braddock. You know, we can't do anything without his fireworks. You see anybody else? First State Bank. They've always helped us out.
Wisconsin Dairy State Cheese, Amerigas, Waste Management, R&R Patio Bar, Econ Electric. Al's Auto Glass, Urban's Greenhouse, the bank account. There have just been baskets from so many different places donated. I can't even list
Jake
them
the,
all.
Jake and the crew at 34 Truck and Auto. Just the line, the list just goes on and on. And in the back of one of the, papers. We have a full page ad there if you'd want to take a look at that. Or stop out and ask us.
Yeah.
We'll tell you.
I greatly support all of our papers in the area. And encourage you to get the newest edition and check this out and see some of these great sponsors and great advertisements in there. We encourage you to support these events, these businesses as well, that support this community and put into this community. And as we've done here at WFHR for 80 plus years, whether you work with us or not, that don't matter. If you're putting into this community, man, that's what matters to us. And appreciate all these businesses doing that. Again, marketing 101, man. You know, you want to get your advertisement out there, you want to get your business out there. Being a part of things like the Rudolph Country Christmas or other great events going on in Rudolph or anywhere of our areas, appreciate our businesses seeing that, getting that, and putting love into the community. Buy local, support local, everybody, and get ready for the Rudolph Country Christmas. And one of the ways you can get ready for it is, of course, thinking about next year's. And thinking of next year, Chrissy, I do want to wrap up talking a little bit about the future of the event. And we are looking for some people to kind of come in and help out keep this event going.
I think I say this every year, is that this is going to be my last year. And you quizzed me on that when I came in. And I really feel like this might have to be my last year. Our kids are transitioning into different areas, and we're traveling a bit more, and our businesses have taken different focuses. I'm looking for someone to step in and take it over. I'll hand everything over. I'll work with you on it. But looking for someone to...
Yeah, just to hand off the baton to. Yes. And this, as Chrissy says, you're not going to be just kind of thrown into the deep end with this one or anything. There's going to be plenty of help to get you to the place you're comfortable with. But when it comes to, we got a great community and got a lot of people that love to volunteer. You two know this better than I do. And we know that there's an individual out there, someone out there, multiple people out there maybe, that would be perfect for this, perfect to take over the reins of this event. No pun intended with all the... but really, take over the reins, really, and help keep this event healthy and alive for many, many years to come. This is not only one of our signature events here in Central Wisconsin. This is something that people all over the country come to take in this event. And certainly we talk about this all the time with all year long and this time of year, Rudolph getting those letters and everything from around the country. This is something that we can take some pride in, and you can take some real pride in by being a part of.
I'm so grateful for a few years ago when I was thinking that I was going to be done. I had these amazing basket ladies that stepped in. Diane Urbans, Melissa Hiley, Darlene Young, Rachel Zimmerman, all stepped in and said, we'll do the baskets. And that was a huge undertaking for them, and I'm so grateful for that.
A big appreciation to them, to all of the people behind this event, and especially to both of you for being here today and putting up with my questions and having some fun with us. We really do appreciate the time, you two. Do want to remind everybody, if you missed anything or if you need to find out more about the Rudolph Country Christmas, go to their Facebook page. They've got a great Facebook page. Encourage you to check that out. Like the page. Keep up to date on all the things they're doing over there. And if you have follow-up questions, maybe you'd like to take over the reins or be a part of things. Is there a way, should we direct them to the Facebook page and direct message you that way? Or
right to the Facebook page would be fine. Otherwise, I'm in Rudolph all day, every day.
They can
track me down.
As am I.
Right on. And what a great time to track you guys down. It'd be really easy at the Christmas, the Rudolph Country Christmas. You're going to be down there, so
we're
be
the
sure
ones
to find
with the targets on our back.
Thank you both. And thank you again to everybody that makes this event happen. We are so excited about it. We will meet you in Rudolph tomorrow.
Thanks for
having
us.
Thank you both. Again, Rudolph Country Christmas kicking off tomorrow. Be sure to head on over there and enjoy, everybody, and find out more on their Facebook page. Head on over there and check that out. And thanks to the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau for letting us talk to our friends here in Rudolph. We've got some other great things going on in our community from them. Christmas open house at Fallen Pine Farm going on tomorrow on the 14th. Also, the River Kings playing Friday and Saturday this weekend. Be sure to check that out at the Southwood County Rec Center or at 105.5. WIRI will have those home games there for you. White Christmas, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater has got two more shows Friday and Saturday. Get your tickets for that at wrctheater.org. Got the Winter Farmers Market going on over at the Moravian Church tomorrow. Santa's going to be down there. Check that out. And the 8th Annual Christmas Tree Walk happening at the Southwood County Historical Museum. That event is also happening along with other great local events. Find out more at visitwisrapids.com. Visitwisrapids.com. And a special thank you to Pam Hilke and the amazing scheduling she does week in and week out for us. We appreciate you, Pam, and appreciate all of you for joining us this week for Midday Magazine.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys. Those twinkling drones in the skies above at least six states are getting the attention of President-elect Donald Trump as officials speculate on where the drones are coming from. Some are as big as small cars. CBS's Bradley Blackburn with more.
On social media, President-elect Trump weighed in, writing, "Can this really be happening without our government's knowledge? I don't think so. Let the public know and now. Otherwise, shoot them down."
We need more answers. We deserve more answers.
The FBI is taking the lead investigating, but said in a joint statement with the Department of Homeland Security, there's no evidence reported drone sightings pose a national security or public safety threat. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has direct contact now with the rebel faction that overthrew Syria's president. He says there's a joint communique on what other nations, including Turkey, want to see in Syria's political transition.
Our determination to work together to support a Syrian-led transition where the United Nations plays a critical role, particularly when it comes to the provision of assistance, to the protection of minorities, to all the work that needs to happen going forward.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer with more on the situation from Damascus.
There have been some violent reprisals. This man, once an Assad soldier who burned down Muslim houses, was caught by Islamist fighters. But that's the exception. This is the rule, at least for now, harmony and hope.
One person is dead and another is in custody after a shooting at Fort Eisenhower in East Georgia. The Army installation says the incident appears to be isolated. TikTok is being warned to prepare to remove its app from Apple and Google stores next month. This after a federal appeals court let stand a law requiring the company to be sold or face a ban in the U.S., CNET Tech reporter Albra Alhidi.
After a certain point, if you're not getting updates to TikTok, it's basically going to stop working.
Better get going on that holiday shopping.
Today's the 16th annual free shipping day. When stores and retailers waive their minimum ordering requirements and even guarantee your stuff gets to you by Christmas Eve. It also helps make today the fifth busiest shopping day of the year. Target, Staples, Best Buy, and Macy's are among the hundreds of stores participating. It's clearly all a ploy to get you to shop more, but if you can save a few bucks on those gifts you've been waiting to buy, why not take advantage? Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
An estimated 2.2 billion packages will be shipped this holiday season. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your